Back in the 1980s, there was a crop that was being touted as a tremendous alternative to winter wheat, a crop that you could rotate with winter wheat and help deal with a lot of the weed problems that were even being seen then, help break up the hard pan of continuous wheat and a lot more. One gentleman that we recall real well that talked a great deal about this crop was our friend Tedrow Coulter from the north central part of the state. The crop was sesame. Had a lot of problems, though, especially in harvesting and a lot of shattering, and it seems like sesame kind of fell out of disfavor for a while. But the companies that were involved, including the group known as Sesico, came back with some fresh genetics. They have some new varieties that are now able to withstand a lot more abuse, you could say, and not shatter as you come down to harvest time. And it looks like it may be a winner of a crop for the southwestern portions of the state of Oklahoma and other areas as well, all the way from the northern portions of Texas right across Oklahoma, even into southern Kansas. One farmer that's growing quite a few acres of sesame this year, as many as 900 acres, in fact, Jimmy Wayne Kinder, who's farming west of Walters in Cotton County.
Tell me about the sesame crop this year.
Well, talking about being lucky, you know, Alex comes along, the hurricane, and causes some problems for some people I know, but for us, Alex has been a really great having a wet July so far. We're growing some sesame, first time this year that we've done that, and we're pretty excited about it. We've got it up. We had to replant some of it. We planted some early, and it just got too dry back during harvest, and so we had to redo some replanting. But with the hurricane coming around and the rains that we've got that were timely, we feel like that we're a long way down the road in our production. And we also are growing some grain sorghum, and this grain that we've got here today will probably push us over the top, and we're going to make some grain sorghum regardless of what it happens between now and the end of the year.
Now, on the sesame, I know you were talking about the fact that you really are kind of vulnerable in a couple of areas, no crop insurance and limited options on, for example, insecticide control.
Yes, because it is a new crop and it's a minor crop, you're seeing a lot of the chemical companies look at, you know, these minor crops, and there's just not enough money in it for them to put it on label. It costs a lot of money to get these herbicides on label. And so we're struggling a little bit to try to get some labeling done on it. There's being research being done about getting some other existing herbicides online and get them on label. So we're hoping that that will happen in the future. I talked to a man yesterday about the sesame and crop insurance. They think they're going to have that for next year. He didn't know whether it was going to be what kind of yield we were going to get and the prices, and so he didn't know any of the details, but he felt pretty confident that there would be insurance available next year.
As you can see from the pictures, Kinder's sesame crop looking pretty good at this stage of the game in early July 2010. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.